There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Yesterday, President Isaac Herzog unveiled the 9 recipients of the 2025 Israeli Presidential Medal of Honor. The laureates embody Jewish progress, innovation, and cultural influence worldwide. Among the honorees are philanthropist Miriam Adelson, Holocaust scholar Dina Porat, and high-tech pioneer Yossi Vardi. They join diverse leaders, including Druze spiritual figure Sheikh Muafak Tarif and Andalusian orchestra founder Moti Malka. Herzog praised their excellence, solidarity, and vision, calling them vital forces in advancing Israel's society and international presence. At just 27, Hanna Wehler has become one of Europe's most dynamic Jewish leaders, taking the helm of the European Union of Jewish Students. Wehler built her leadership by founding a local Jewish group when she discovered her campus lacked a Jewish presence. Rising through the Jewish Student Union of Germany, she represented 25,000 young Jews before stepping onto the European stage. Her pledge now is to strengthen smaller communities and ensure Jewish student voices remain central in Europe's democratic and cultural future. Stephen and Heather Smith, pioneers behind the world's first interactive Holocaust survivor holograms, are now reshaping how Jewish identity is preserved. Their new initiative, Our Jewish Story, will record 1,000 interactive testimonies housed at the National Library of Israel. Using AI-powered technology, users can engage with real voices from Israeli and Jewish life, ranging from Holocaust survivors to Druze, Christians, and migrant workers. The bilingual app launches globally in January 2026, with schools, synagogues, and communities invited to curate their own archives. The former Shomrim Laboka Synagogue in Montreal embodies over a century of Jewish resilience and achievement. Founded in 1914, it nurtured generations beneath 30 stained glass stars of David. Filmmaker Simcha Shtul has now chronicled and related her family's journey related to the synagogue with the film The Windows of Rue Saint-Dominique. Premiering September the 9th at Cinéma du Musée with the Jewish Museum of Montreal, the film honors both personal heritage and the lasting legacy of Montreal's Jewish community. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. Dozens of young Haredi men enlisted today in the IDF, reflecting growing integration of Haredi soldiers in Israel's military. Jewish Agency Chairman Doron Almog postponed his South Africa visit due to concerns that Pretoria might issue an arrest warrant. Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister Sharon Haskell has urged Canada to act decisively against anti-Semitism, demanding stronger measures to protect Jewish communities. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has revoked visas for Palestinian officials ahead of the UN General Assembly as several nations signal plans to recognize Palestinian statehood. Israel has approved new ambassadorial appointments. Oded Yosef, an experienced diplomat, will serve in Russia, while Kobe Yanovsky, Gulf State Specialist, takes the role in Slovakia. Delta Airlines resumes flights to Tel Aviv today, joining United Airlines and other carriers in restoring services. And finally, American singer and influencer Montana Tucker, granddaughter of Holocaust survivors, recently made her first visit to Australia to partner with the Melbourne Holocaust Museum in advocacy work. During her visit, she spoke in schools, joined community events, and performed Hatikvah alongside a Holocaust survivor. Tucker continues to merge artistry with activism, honoring her grandparents' legacy whilst inspiring global recognition of Jewish resilience and strength. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.